I asked for the check, and the guy's like, yeah, $130, you know, like that. And I'm just like, you didn't even write it down. He didn't care. He's just like, just give me $130.
Give you a figure, right.
Yeah, and I'm just like, dude. Like, I know. And I'm just like,
give you mob.
But by the way, that price is a little higher than what we asked for. And I was, and my wife's like, just pay the man.
Let's get out of here. And you're mentioning earlier in Uptown, you're in Harlem.
I'm in Harlem.
Okay. So how does this partnership with the Rocks amplify your cultural background, being Armenian and your signature dishes?
Oh my goodness, that's a fantastic question. Because I'm not only Armenian, I grew up as an Armenian in Venezuela, in South America. And I went to culinary school in France, so there was a lot of different cuisines in my life that I had to incorporate different ingredients from different regions. And if you know French cuisine, it is one of the most complicated cuisines on earth, the most delicate cuisines on earth. And nobody has time, except maybe Julia Child, I don't know how she found time, to cook French cuisine. And same thing goes with Middle Eastern cuisine that I grew up with. To be able to fast forward all of my cooking time using something like Duro Gardens has been a lifesaver. I can't tell you how many times I've said to myself, I don't have time right now to peel this garlic, mince it, crush it, wash the utensil that I crushed it with, and continue with this recipe on time so my children aren't angry.
Right, and serve your family, right.
So this has been the solution to everything. To be able to get roasted garlic in 1 minute in the microwave using Duro Gardens, it's just like a life changer. It's
now, we were able to taste some of the samples of the raw ingredients.
Yes.
In terms of the pita.
Yes.
Was that one of the garlic-based recipes you spoke about earlier?
Absolutely. In fact, a lot of the garlic, again, my thing with the Duro Gardens is that I like to roast the garlic in the microwave just in 1 minute. And if you've ever roasted garlic, it takes 45 minutes to an hour in the oven with a whole head of garlic. And it's delicious, but I don't have 45 minutes. I don't know where you have 45 minutes. I mean, my children, you can cook for the 30, 45 minutes. My children will eat it in 3 minutes. So there's zero appreciation for how much work I put into food.
Absolutely.
And so
like, beat me.
Yeah, exactly. So why not just skip all that time prepping a lot of the ingredients and use this? So, yes, a lot of the ingredients, like the beef empanada, have herbs inside of it. I made this chimichurri.
That was really good. It's nice. It had a nice spice to it.
Love it. Yeah. I love it. And the taco also was fantastic, too. The shawarma taco was in there, too. You know, my goal here is, again, to save time to the American family and make sure they understand that you can cook. If you can read, you can cook. And if you know these tips and tricks that chefs use, you can do it just as fast as we can.
Absolutely. Now, with the holidays approaching, what are some of your go-to dishes or tips and tricks for the kitchen this holiday?
This year, it's amazing because we have Chrismica that's coming up, which is a combination of Christmas and Hanukkah on the same day. I'm kind of excited. My wife is Jewish, so we celebrate all the holidays, and the kids love it because there's 300 days of gift-giving for them. But it also means that I have to cook both species of food. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely.
And I love that.
Your kitchen is busy.
My kitchen is busy. We're eating. It's from cookies to the meals to the feast. Thanksgiving, it happens to be my Super Bowl. What I'm making this year for Christmas, for example, is going to be these roasted garlic, cheesy stuffed balls. And what I do is I take pizza dough from the supermarket. I'm not wasting my time. I'm not making dough from scratch. I don't know if you are.
No, not at all.
I take pizza dough, or you take the biscuits in the can that explodes, you know, one of those biscuits. And you pop in some roasted garlic from Duro Gardens. You just pop that in there. Cheese, wrap it into little balls, and you turn it into a little Christmas tree or a wreath, and you've got an hors d'oeuvre instantly that the kids love to eat. And then for Hanukkah, I love making my latkes, but I always put herbs in my latkes just to add a little something special to them, adds a little color, a little flavor to it. And again, with the Duro Gardens, basil, cilantro, parsley. Again, in a pinch, you're able to kind of pop, drop, and you're done using garlic, ginger, herbs in a pinch.
I love that. So as a cook myself, I mean, not to your level, but you know, I know my way around the kitchen, but give us, some ideas that you think are some of your go-to holiday dishes.
Yeah. One of the things I like to make are hors d'oeuvres. If it's a holiday party or you're entertaining or you're having New Year's Eve, Duro Gardens makes an already sauteed and glazed onion cube. It's literally frozen, and it's cubed, and it's in your freezer, and all you do is you pop it, and you thaw it, or you saute it a little bit more, but it's already caramelized. I don't have to spend an hour and a half caramelizing onions, because all I do is I pop it into an cracker or an hors d'oeuvre, little goat cheese, put that caramelized onion on it, season it as you like, and you serve it instantly. The idea that my guests can get can come in and I can have hors d'oeuvres ready in 10 minutes is unthinkable, but really high-end hors d'oeuvres.
So let me ask you, do you prefer, with the holidays coming up, or just in general, do you prefer baking or cooking savory dishes?
I gravitate towards savory dishes for sure, and there's something about like casseroles and big dishes that we can all share. But damn, during Christmas time, like I'm all about the holiday cookie. And
absolutely.
Every year I'm coming up with a bunch of different
cookies. What's your favorite holiday cookie?
I just came up with a tahini thumbprint cookie with sour cherry preserves. I just finished cooking it. In fact, if you look at my pants, I have sour cherry stuck on them. I genuinely do. There's some sour cherry on my pants. Because I just came up
good.
With it. It was really good. The tahini in there, it was like this nuttiness. It's almost like peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
But the sesame paste was like perfect for it. And I absolutely loved it. I also like meltaways. Anything with butteriness that kind of just pop in your mouth. And then my absolute favorite, and I make it every year, are cream cheese spritzers. And spritzer cookies are very holiday-esque, but I like to decorate them with like very kind of shiny little beads that
ornaments.
Are edible. Yeah, ornaments.
Nice.
And everybody knows that when I come over, when you invite me
they're
over during the holidays, they know I'm going to bring a box of real homemade Christmas cookies.
Nice. I'm a cookie monster myself.
Yeah.
But it was great talking to
Thanks
you, and I love the event that you guys are doing today, and I think it also, it's a resource as
yes.
well, you know,
oh
for everyone to get into their kitchen and know what's going in their food. But what do you have coming up next, and what can we look forward to from you?
Yeah, I am going to be doing a lot of segments for Good Morning America coming up. I'm always cooking for them and doing throughout the country, and also working with some of the other brands that are with Zero Gardens as well, including Mighty Sesame Tahini and Absolutely Gluten-Free Crackers, Wonder Juices. I'm constantly creating content for them. So I have the best job in the world, Armand. I don't know if you do, but I think I do.
I'm here with you, so.
Yeah, you do have the best job.
Enjoying your
dishes. All right,
you know?
Yeah.
It was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you.
Armand.
Have a good one.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, my guy.
Likewise.
All right. Anything
you
else,
too.
Let me know.
We'll do. Thank you.
You.